is Sunday, February 21st, 2010. And there is so much to go over. I want to lead with this story because as we get further and further away from Climategate, less is discussed about it. Even though the Senate is still trying to pass climate legislation that will tax you for every single thing you do. How much power you use in your home, what kind of car you drive, how much garbage you produce. And these taxes will come in all shapes and sizes. This, while headlines like Climate Scientists Withdraw Journal claiming rising sea levels. It's all this fear-mongering. Oh, the sea levels are going to rise. We're all going to drown. The sky will be uninhabitable. We can't breathe the air. Again, false. Let me say it again. False. Let me say it again. False. Scientists have been forced to withdraw a study on projected sea level rise due to global warming after finding mistakes that undermine the findings. These are the type of scientific papers that they establish their hypotheses from people climbing mountains and taking pictures. That's the science, folks. The main guy, Sadal, said that he did not know whether the retracted paper's estimates of sea level rise was an overestimate or an underestimate, because they are literally guessing and then propagating the worst case scenarios, the Chicken Little, the sky is falling scenarios, so that you will cringe and just hand over what you have left. And folks, it's not a lot. Foreclosures, all time high. Terms like double dip recession are being used. That's a joke. Okay. There's no such thing as a double dip recession. As they tell you that the economy is quote unquote recovering, I have governors coming out and saying, oh, no, 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 no. Millions will be out of jobs for years. Let me say that again. Millions will be out of jobs for years, years. This talk of economic recovery is a joke. How could it be an economic recovery when they're talking about a jobless recovery? When people are now bulldozing their homes before they give it over to the banks in a foreclosure. We're going to be playing that a little bit later. All while the media is still all over you and perpetrating the lie that you're bad. Are you a tax cheat? CNNmoney.com. And they say most of us cheat on our taxes and we're bad. Do you cheat on your taxes? If so, you're not alone. More Americans are fudging their taxes, and an increasing number of people are scared of being audited, a survey from the IRS Oversight Board shows. See, they're putting all this money into the IRS so they can squeeze the little guy further with more tools. All while they raise the price of everything. In fact, I've got a headline over here that Medicare is going to be increasing. Sharply. And when I mean sharply. Over the past 2 years, this article admits that Medicare has gone up 20%. Meanwhile, all the wages are going down. The cost of living is rising and the dollar is plummeting. Its throat has already been cut. It's bleeding all over the carpet and ready to die on its last breath. The dollar is over. The economy here is over. When they're telling you numbers over 10% of unemployment, when they're really 20, you better take a look in the mirror and see how you're going to take care of your family, take care of yourself. Because they just want more and more taxes. That's why this is still on the table, the Senate talking about a cap and trade bill. It doesn't matter that there's been fraud exposed internationally regarding the IPCC, regarding the Copenhagen Climate Conference, and their 200-page bill, which was really there to build world government. When they wouldn't sign on to that, they made a 3-page agreement where a world government high panel will be created. And speaking of world government, we're going to break down the latest New World Order Love Fest speech by Gordon Brown on the other side. It's the Info Warrior, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
The InfoWord with Jason Burmess, and we were just discussing the Senate continuing to try to ram through cap and trade legislation. Now, the European media, the Telegraph, the Guardian, they're the ones that are reporting on green activists are losing their fire. They're the ones reporting that Michael Mann and Phil Jones are liars. Phil Jones, oh, I thought about suicide, just like David Kelly, even though David Kelly was suicided for telling the truth about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq prior to the invasion. There is no comparison between the two, but the mainstream media still wants to distort it and say that there is. Now, Phil Jones has now come out full circle. Now, I have the email featured in Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. Looks like a March 30th release date for that. I have the email where Michael Mann, I think, is emailing Phil Jones back and forth. And Phil Jones says, how do you think that the scientific community would treat me if I were to come out and say there has been no global warming since 1998? 1998. This is an email from 2005, and then he goes on to say, well, it has, but that's not scientifically significant. And that's why we got rid of all the source data, so nobody could check on it. Now, why am I bringing this up? Once we have cap and trade legislation, and you're not allowed to have certain types of windows, certain types of toilet bowls, certain types of heating systems, it'll get even more ludicrous than that. They'll say, you can't have that mini refrigerator in your house. It will be a lot like the Volkswagen commercial where they have the green police, da 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 da, the green police. Today, in my hometown of Fort Plain, New York, in upstate New York, the cops, without warrants, without any due process whatsoever, without warning, were going door to door, knocking on people's homes, saying, we need to see your carbon monoxide detector. And if you did not have a carbon monoxide detector, you get a little bit of a fine. Talk about strong arming the little guy without notice. First of all, if this had happened to me, I would have said, you got a warrant? Okay, you don't have a warrant. You need to leave right now. And I'm sure the cops with their power trips would have been, we're not going anywhere. This is our job. I mean, this is the same town where I was pulled over walking with a cup of coffee at 7 p.m. and told that I fit the description of a criminal. And when I asked what description was this or what crime, it didn't matter. The cops immediately jumped out of the car and said, you want to get wise? We'll mace you right now. They took the mace out and pointed at me. I'm like, look, man, you know, my name is Jason. I don't know where you think you have the right to do this. There's a thing called the Fourth Amendment. And if my girlfriend at the time wasn't coming into town so I could spend the weekend with her, I probably would have went to jail. But I gave up to my overlords and I told them my full name. I didn't have to give them an ID, thank God. That would have been a little too much for even me. But you're going to see, again, more and more of the police infringing on your rights by knocking on your door. No warrants. I mean, they already don't have a warrant to tap into your cell phone, to tap into your computer, to tap into your Xbox. But they do it. They've been doing it. And this isn't just the Bush administration. We've got that article in here as well. The spy device in your pocket. And they're letting you know, yes, your BlackBerry, your iPhone, it is a spy device. What do you know? Hey, it is a spy device. And it's being used. The snitch in your pocket. Amid all the furor over the Bush administration's warrantless wiretapping program a few years ago, a mini revolt was brewing over another type of federal snooping that was getting no public attention at all. And what is this? This is Hepting versus AT&T, and it involved every major telecommunication company where they have the secret room where they do track, trace, and database every email, every IM, every website you visit. And it goes further than that. They are tapping into your audio. How many of the owners of the country's 277 million cell phones even know that companies like AT&T, Verizon, and Sprint can track their devices in real time? Most don't have a clue, says privacy advocate James X. Dempsey. The tracking is possible because either the phones have tiny GPS units inside or each cell call is routed through towers that can be used to pinpoint a phone's location to areas as small as a city block. But Jason Burmes is making all this up. It's not true. The government loves me. They never track, trace, and database what I do on my cell phone or my computer. But the FBI and other law enforcement outfits have been obtaining more and more records of cell phone locations without notifying the targets or getting judicial warrants establishing probable cause. They don't need probable cause. The Constitution, Bill of Rights are over for these people. It's a joke. They've established homeland security in this country for the people. Fatherland security, Deutschland, Hitlerian security is here for the world to see, and it is expanding with things like the Cybersecurity Act and the cyber bullying bill they have yet to pass, but want to pass so bad, folks. According to law enforcement officials, court records, and telecommunications executives, this is happening. The Justice Department doesn't keep statistics, yeah, right, on requests for cell phone data, according to the spokeswoman. That's a total lie. They know the stats. They just don't want to tell you because it's so out of control. So it's hard to gauge just how often these records are retrieved. But Al Jadardi, a telecommunications lawyer who represents several wireless providers, tells Newsweek that the companies are now getting, get this, thousands of these requests per month. Thousands of these requests per month. And the amount has grown exponentially over the past few years. This is the Obama administration, an extension of the Bush administration. There is no difference. The same puppeteers are running the show. They're the ones behind the scenes that are behind this. Obama is a puppet. Let's go over it real quick for those that don't understand. Okay, in 2004, Barack Obama isn't even a real senator. Shocker. He's a senator. I love Barack. He was a state senator. Let me tell you how it works. Each state gets two regular senators and then state senators based on districts and population. He was a state senator. The media then began hyping him as some kind of anti-war multicultural hero. Then in lockstep with the media, the Democratic Party makes him the keynote speaker at the 2004 Democratic Convention. This is how they bring this guy up. It's a joke. He hasn't even won a real election. He's not even a real senator at this point. And he's speaking before the Democratic National Committee. Because they know that you're going to get sick and tired of the Bush administration, their warmongering, their warrantless wiretapping, and much, much more. They have to give you a new face. So they set the stage in 2004. Lo and behold, he wins his real Senate election. He doesn't even serve half a term as a real senator before he decides that he's going to become the next president of the United States and the American people by it hook, line, and sinker. That's what happened. A well-spoken, groomed actor. He's as much an actor as he is a lawyer, folks. You think he believes the stuff he's spitting? He doesn't believe any of it. It's a joke. The man was propagating that you needed another H1N1 shot, but 3.5 weeks ago. All right, I'm going to take some callers. The call-in line is 888-201-2244. That's 888-201-2244. On the other side of this, we're going to go over step-by-step the Gordon Brown February 19th New World Order speech, where he calls for a world banking constitution. Let me repeat that, a world banking constitution. In which, again, the private bankers will be given even more power over us, the slaves. Let's go to Herman in New York. Herman, you're online. Yes, sir.
Yes, but Jason, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, I have a quick question. A lot of times, Alex says, you know, we're winning and you know, we're definitely making progress. I agree we're making progress, but it's really hard for me to believe that we're winning when we haven't seen really any arrest of anybody. I mean, Geithner was investigated, Paulson, et cetera, but me and many others won't feel justified and won't feel that we're really winning until we start to see people handcuffed, going to jail. We start to see people, you know, in jail suits.
Well, let me say this. Obviously, that is the ultimate goal, not a revolution, but a peaceful restoration of the Constitution and Bill of Rights and those that have committed treason against that Constitution, Bill of Rights, and country should be tried and in the case they get convicted, go to jail, be hung, whatever the state they're in says, you know, I don't want to get too crazy on people. And I agree that would be a huge victory. But how is it not a victory to have Ron Paul, who was a relative unknown until he ran for president in 2008, really gained momentum in 2007, winning the CPAC straw poll? That's a huge victory. I don't know what you're talking about. That's 31% of mainline conservatives who hire people like Rush Limbaugh and this time Glenn Beck to give their keynote speeches saying they want Ron Paul to be the next presidential candidate, beating out mainliners like Mitt Romney, who has a huge budget and a ton of mainline support, and Sarah Palin, who the billionaire gods have gotten behind and promoted through Fox News and these Tea Party events. So that is a huge victory. Listen, we're never going to win 100%. I got news for you. There's a thing called good and evil. And there is always, unfortunately, some kind of a balance between the two because some people just don't want to be good people. They want to take advantage of the system. They want to get over on you. They want to feel powerful. So there's always going to be this struggle. We are never, no matter what people tell you and what solutions they give you, I promise you, there will never be a 100% utopian society where everything is well and good in the world as long as human beings are on this earth. And that's not eugenics. I love humanity. I don't want to see humanity go anywhere. I'm just saying we're flawed and we do make mistakes. And some people, unfortunately, are just inherently evil. I mean, what makes a guy like Jeffrey Dahmer take, young men and boys in some instances into his basement, torture, murder, and rape them? What's the motivation? The motivation is evil is out there, folks. So we have to constantly, in an uphill struggle, battle that evil. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, and Infowars.com.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
The Info Warrior with Jason Burmese, and we're taking your calls, 888-201-2244. But right now, I want to play this clip from the 19th, Gordon Brown, Mr. New World Order himself, handpicked by the globalists to succeed Tony Blair, yet another New World Order promoting globalist. Now, he goes on the CBI before he's prime minister and just gives a total New World Order speech. Featured in Invisible Empire. He has continued to propagate a new world order. We saw this during the G20. I can see a new world order is emerging. And now he's calling for a world banking Constitution in a 4.5 minute over the top globalist speech. Here he is, Gordon Brown, the Prime Minister of the UK.
Over the last decade, Policy Network has performed a momentous role in the development of progressive thinking, bringing us together as one global progressive family. And I think few organizations could have achieved more in such a short space of time. So I too want to thank Lord Sainsbury's and all those who have contributed to the board of Policy Network. And let me say, it is an honor to welcome here today the leader of the Swedish Social Democratic Party, Mona Sahlin. I'm very grateful that she has managed to be with us, and I thank her for the work she's doing right across Europe. Commissioner Almunia, it is a great pleasure to have you here, and we will have discussions later in the day. Pascal Lamy, the head of the World Trade Organization, is to be with us. And it's an honor also that we will be able to welcome Prime Minister Stoltenberg and Zapatero to Britain. Prime Minister Stoltenberg, as you know, has been a global leader in development and climate change. And let me thank him and Norway for their pioneering initiatives on health, education and the environment. And Prime Minister Zapatero, who will join us later, has inspired the world with his passion and program for social rights, his commitment to equality for women and his determination that Spain will lead in international aid for the poorest countries of the world. By the actions they and so many of you have taken, founded on progressive beliefs that you hold, we have seen Prime Minister Stoltenberg, Prime Minister Zapatero and all of you changing the world for the better over these last few years, and we're very proud of all that you have achieved. We thank all of you for joining us here in London today. Today I want us to imagine what people will say of us all a century from now. People look back on the moments that are the turning points in world history, 1789, 1848, 1945, 1989. Only in retrospect do people see the significance of the times that they are living through. But in the last 2 years, our world has been suffering not just an ordinary economic downturn, but what will be remembered as the first crisis of globalization. It's the first crisis of a world being totally transformed by the scale of global financial flows, by the global sourcing of goods, and by the speed, the scale, and the scope of globalization itself.
All right, let's stop it right there. Now, he admits right there that they are using this global economic crisis, using the crisis to bring in a new world order. He gave a, see, this speech is really an offshoot of that CBI speech, because he's always talking about how we'll be remembered in history, we'll be able to create this new world order. And now he's saying through this global economic crisis, we are going to be able to create something internationally. Order out of chaos, their main moniker, what they like to do to achieve their ends. Continue.
World of massive new opportunities that I want to talk about, but also, as we found, a world of massive new uncertainties and insecurities too. What we have experienced is not just the usual inflation-driven economic crises, such as we have seen in the past 50 years, but a wholesale crisis that has gone right to the heart of the global financial system itself. And so it is time for us, as we reflect on these events, to draw conclusions about the new framework and the new policies we do need to build a stronger and fairer world economy that will need meet the needs of its citizens in this new global age.
Quite all right, let's simply, stop it right there. Again, he's talking about a new global age and how the economy is going to get better in this new global age. Everything's going to be hunky-dory. What we've achieved over the last 2 years. He talks about climate change in this. This is prepping you for a global government based on a carbon credit tax system where you, the human being, are the bad guy. Continue.
Radical change. We will not be able to emerge from the crisis into a stronger, fairer, more stable future. So here are my proposals for discussion today.
All right, let's stop it right there. We're going to get to his proposals. And of course, his first proposal is a world treaty, a world constitution by the bankers, for the bankers, against the little guy. But it's going to save us all. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Mervis, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials. You can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen, get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
InfoWar with Jason Burmes. We are going over this globalist mantra by Gordon Brown, the UK's front man for globalization and the New World Order. And right now, he is about to announce his World Banking Constitution. Oh, a World Banking Constitution is going to save us all. Because the bankers haven't consolidated enough power over the past 12 to 18 months by taking the IMF and the SEC and merging them with the Federal Reserve Bank. No, that wasn't enough. We have to be more fair. Everything has to be fair. Meanwhile, the economy over in the UK is hitting the bricks too. They ain't doing good over there. In fact, I've got a headline over here where people are starting to complain that managers at these big companies have so much power they can't even blow the whistle when they're breaking the law. Welcome to the office, the new Stasi state. We'll read that after we finish up with Gordon Brown. Let's hit the clip.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system. Secondly, I believe that each country needs national growth and jobs strategies that are founded on science, innovation, and skills for the future. But also, and this is my key point, growth for each of us will be lower, and therefore low growth will affect us all, unless there is a strategy for global growth agreed between the G20 countries and beyond. Thirdly, I believe that as we develop the skill jobs that are going to be necessary for the future, we should see social mobility as the modern route to social justice. And we should devise together the radical measures that will massively accelerate the rate of social mobility in our societies.
Let's stop it right there again. Again, radical measures which will accelerate the globalist plans for a new world order, for a world government, for a world constitution, for a world where your human rights, your inherent God-given rights are not your own. They are the state's. Do not fall for this guy's... I don't know who'd fall for this guy anyway. He looks like an oversized hobbit, okay? But for some reason, people listen to this guy. And they think he wants to save the world. Who knows? Maybe this guy is fooled by all this green Johnny nonsense. But how could that be when it's all over the covers of every single paper in the UK that the entire climate change thing is a fraud? When we have the emails, when we have the IPCC folding time and time again on things like, oh yeah, there's climate changes. We've been warming for over 13 years. A lie. It's come out. Oh yes, the oceans are rising and the sea levels are getting so high. Lie. Comes out this week. Lie. Lie after lie after lie after lie after stinking lie. There is zero truth behind carbon emissions killing the planet. Oh no! But there is truth to, you know, we can pollute the world. We can dirty the water. There are environmental hazards out there that they refuse to even look at or acknowledge. Because they don't give a damn about the environment. They give a damn about taxing you another 20 to 30% on your already incredibly taxed income. All right, let's go back to the final part of this speech right here.
And fourth, with globalization, we have a unique chance to recognize our global interdependence as citizens and work towards a truly global society.
Let's stop it again right there. Work towards a truly global society, our global interdependence as a global citizen. Who said the same thing in front of Berlin before he was even president of the United States? Barack Obama said the same exact thing. Again, you'll be seeing an invisible empire. The burdens of global citizenship bind us all. He goes on to state that it is not a choice. It is not an option. We will have to cooperate internationally. All right, let's go back to Gordon Brown.
And that is a world free from climate change catastrophe. It's a world free from terrorism and a world where we tackle poverty, disease, illiteracy, and inequality.
Stop it right there. What are the top two? The terrorists are going to get you. Climate change will kill us all. Meanwhile, the majority, if not all, of the major terrorist attacks of the past decade plus have been government staged. Even in your own country, 7/7 bombings happening? Doesn't matter. There's a drill being run by visor consultants of the same three train stations being blown up at the same exact time. Gets out on the BBC and Sky News. And it's no big deal. No one challenges them on it. Terrorism and climate change. And then the go-tos of every hack politician. Education. Healthcare. Just hack politician talk. That's all this is. To bring about a global just society. All right, let's wrap it up with Gordon Brown. Hit the clip.
Together, I think these proposals are the modern progressive way of achieving our historic goals of economic progress, social justice, environmental care.
Well, there it is, folks. There's Gordon Brown again prostituting himself for the new world order and global tyrannical government. Let's go to a few phone calls here. Let's hit Paul in Kentucky. Paul, you're on the line.
Yeah, yes, there's a few points that need to be made. Decentralization of education and the economy. It needs to be from a bottom-up perspective. He's coming from a top-down, wouldn't you say?
No, it's obviously a top-down. He's talking about global interdependence. Nothing said about locals. Nothing said about states' rights or colonial rights. None of that. They don't want that. They want more control. They want consolidation of power under the guise of social justice. Go ahead.
No, I mean, some people make the point that the Clinton administration was at least spending, but he had the internet. It was just starting, and they kind of knew that something was going to happen. That's why the money flooded in, wouldn't you say?
Well, I would say this about the Clinton administration, okay? Obviously, there was a large economic boon just based on the internet growing. But if you look at the Clinton administration, let's say this 93 World Trade Center attack actually happens. They don't get Muslims that are too retarded to follow the instructions to park the FBI-made truck bomb. Let me repeat that. The FBI-made truck bomb up against the pillar. So the plan was, we'll park it against the pillar. The thing will explode. One building will crash into the other. Both World Trade Centers will be taken down. We would have been in the Middle East faster than you can say, holy, oh my God. Okay, that's the bottom line. We would have been in the Middle East years and years before the terrorist attacks of September 2001. Now, this attack doesn't go through, and it starts to come out that there's an FBI informant, and he's the one that actually built the bomb. So it was brushed under the rug. We didn't see another black operation on that scale until 9/11. So I don't know that Clinton is really that much better or even economically better. Again, he did have the benefit of the internet, but we would have probably been in rough economic shape if these wars in the Middle East had started 8 years earlier. Thank you for the call, Paul. Let's go to Eric in North Carolina. Eric, you're on.
Yeah, thanks, Jason. Gordon Brown's got all the earmarks from listening to that recording of being an abject sock puppet.
Oh.
He's got all kinds of mental problems, takes a lot of medication, and he's probably just completely programmed. So, you know, I wouldn't even bother faulting him. But look, I wanted to thank you for your work. And quickly, I have a comment and a question for the listeners. Resistance is victory. Mm-hmm. Courage is contagious. And we outnumber the bad guys. For that guy that called earlier and said he's not seen enough signs, he's a troll. And we're winning.
Well, you know what? I'll say this. It can be overwhelming at times when you're listening to Alex Jones every day, or you're picking up a Jason Burmes documentary, or you're delving down into the rabbit hole. We have had so much happen in favor of globalism and these tyrants in the past decades that it is overwhelming. However, in the past 5 or 10 years, I've seen so many victories. Just the fact that 9/11 truth is in the regular vernacular of American citizens. In fact, today, you know, they're on the History Channel, they're airing the 9/11 truth hit piece, where myself and Alex Jones are featured. I got a couple texts and IMs. Just that we're on the radar, that's a victory. But what a huge victory to have Ron Paul win in this CPAC straw poll, where, again, mainline conservatives are the main speakers. People like Rush Limbaugh last year and Glenn Beck this year. No matter how much Glenn Beck tries to backhandedly demonize Ron Paul, the conservatives are getting the message. And I pray to God nothing happens to Mr. Paul in the next few years so that we can run him on that 2012 ticket. Finish up, Eric.
Yeah, just real quickly, if they're having to attack Deborah Medina and she wins, that's just incredibly victory. But I want to ask you to help us, because there's something I see as a common denominator in all the scams and subversions, and that's the corrupt mainstream media. Mm-hmm. How do we make a direct assault on the mainstream media? Because without their support, none of this could happen.
That's a great question. How do we assault the mainstream media? What are the tools that we can use to discredit them? Well, I'll tell you what I do. I use the mainstream media against the mainstream media. What do you mean, Jason Burmes? How can you do such a thing? Well, I take the bits and pieces that the mainstream media tells that are truth, the scraps on the table, if you will, amongst the buffet of lies, and I take those and I clip them together in feature films. My films, Loose Change, Final Cut, Fabled Enemies, and now coming out soon, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, are mainly mainstream media clips and news items, print or web articles. I use Newsweek, I use MSNBC, I use CNN against themselves. I show people, for instance, that the BBC reported on the day of 9/11, 30 minutes prior to Building 7 coming down, with it in the background, that it had already fallen. That's how you use the mainstream media against itself. Then you can do ambush journalism like Alex Jones. You know, I remember watching for the first time Road to Tyranny and Alex Jones waiting for them to go live on a local news station where they were lying about some kind of a chemical spill that was all part of a drill. And he gets on his bullhorn and says, attention, attention, attention. This is all a lie. This is fake. This is a drill. Don't fall for the propaganda. That's guerrilla journalism. That's how you use the mainstream media against itself. And the only other way that I can tell you is to become the mainstream media yourself. Sites like InfoWars, Raw Story, and many others have gotten huge in the past 5 years because the mainstream media cannot be trusted. You can become the mainstream media by grabbing yourself a little camcorder, getting educated, and asking a tough question. You then put that on the web, and maybe it gets picked up by one of the alternate news agencies out there and then makes it into the mainstream. We've seen it time and time again. I can't tell you the boom that Prison Planet had when Drudge picked up our body scanner story. Folks, we had 4 to 6 times our already huge audience, and it's not about preaching to the choir. It's about bringing people in. So again, use the mainstream media against itself and go out and become the mainstream media yourself. Let's go to Josh in Florida. Josh, you're online. Yes, sir.
Hey, man, you're really right. It is overwhelming. Guys are thrown at us. We got everything from the red light cameras to, the cybersecurity bill. And we just got to keep these small victories one at a time, and keep looking forward, keep our hopes up.
Absolutely. A victory for me, Josh, will to be able to get the word out that the government has been tracking, tracing, and databasing everything you do on your PC and cell phone for over 5 years publicly, out in the open. It's a bad joke. If we could get that out to every American citizen, I would hope they would be outraged. I would hope they would be outraged to the point that they did something. That they became the next Cindy Sheehan, because she's the only thing worthwhile that came out of the anti-war movement. She's the only one that's sticking to her guns. She's the only one that's not succumbing to this false left-right paradigm where Code Pink goes and worships Obama and Joe Biden. Joe Biden comes across like a second-rate gangster, folks. Go ahead, Josh.
Yeah, I got one more side note for you. I was thinking about, I hear that they can make diamonds in the lab,
And they can make what?
They can make diamonds.
Oh, diamonds, yeah.
Yep. You ever heard that?
Well, I've heard about the diamonds. Basically, diamonds are derived from coal, but it's already an artificial industry. They create they artificially create the scarcity of diamonds while they run slave diamond mines in Africa. It's a big scam. I thank you for the call, Josh. Let's go to Mark in Texas. Mark, you're online. Yes, sir.
Hey, Jason, how you doing?
Good.
Thanks for all the work you've been doing. Over here down in, I'm from South Texas. Mm-hmm. And, I've heard Alex talk about the, transmitters. And I think it's a good idea for people to buy transmitters and transmit in their local area.
Are you talking about local AM and FM microtransmitters?
Yeah, like microtransmitter, but mm-hmm. the kind you can get on eBay. Mm-hmm. They're the usually Chinese ones. 15 watt will get about 3 miles, 4 miles, or five.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a really good. You have to look under PLL FM transmitter.
Mm-hmm. For those that don't know what Mark is talking about, and I appreciate the call, Mark, he's talking about taking action yourself and getting yourself a micro transmitter for your town or community and then broadcasting shows like the Alex Jones Show and like the Info Warrior amongst your local community. This whole operation started with shortwave radio. This whole operation started with Access TV. You name me one person other than Alex Jones that was successfully able to use Access TV to create an international audience. And not only an international audience that, likes entertainment, an international audience that knows what's up, that cares about humanity, that reads the mainstream articles we go over on this show. And from just shortwave radio and local access television, we've been able to build really an international news network that is on par with the likes of CNN, that is on par with the likes of MSNBC. We put out almost as many stories on maybe 1/100th of the staff, and the difference is we're not bought and paid for. We're telling you the truth. So great things are possible. You can build yourself up from literally nothing. You just have to believe in it. All right, let's go to Tony in Illinois. Tony, you're on the line.
Hey, brother, you guys are talking about the mainstream media, and
how we could use that as a tool a little bit. But in Alex's show before yours, he had that story about in The Guardian, they were ripping on him there, that lady. But there was a comment section there, and it was about 100 comments. And I would say 90% of the comments were all for Alex. And it was just such a spit in the face of that writer who had written that article. And I think it's so funny how they tried to, you know, give a bashing on you guys, and it turned around and bit him right in the butt.
Well, this happens time and time and time again, and sometimes the writers themselves actually buy into it. They see how much they're hated in these types of articles. Writers like Matt Tabay, writers like Jonathan Kay have gone on to write books about truthers because they know there is a huge audience out there, because they can't write a hit piece without getting hundreds, if not thousands, of emails denouncing them and saying, "How dare you, sir?" So then they'll in turn jump on the bandwagon from these negative comments and write a book and become a superstar in the circles of Glenn Beck and Michelle Malkin. Oh, how wonderful. We'll be back after this, hitting up mainstream media articles such as Schwarzenegger says Obama stimulus created jobs. Lord Schwarzenegger bowing to Lord Obama after this.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today.
Jason Burmes. Before I get into this article, Schwarzenegger says Obama's stimulus created jobs, which is just hokum, folks. We all know that the stimulus didn't create any jobs. They're talking about double dip, recession, average unemployment numbers. They're saying 10+%. It's really 20+%. Before I get into that, I want to remind people that we are carrying, before anybody else, Jesse Ventura's American Conspiracies, out of the gates discounted. I believe it's a $24.95 book. You get it for $19.95, and you can get a free film with that. Either my film, Loose Change Final Cut, or Reflections and Warnings with Aaron Russo. I did read the introduction and the first chapter on this, which is on John Wilkes Booth. Absolutely excellent. I can't wait to get through the entire book, but I am a fan of Jesse Ventura. It's very easy to read. I can't wait to get to the Jim Jones section, the Jonestown section. I really want to see what he's uncovered in that, because I've done some research and maybe a future project involving the kind of MK Ultra type activities that were really going on in Jonestown. And that's covered in American Conspiracies. I also want to tell you about How Weed Won the West, the follow-up to American Drug War, is now shipping. And we also have Shadow Government, How the Global Elite Plan to Destroy Democracy and Your Freedom, over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Now, Schwarzenegger here is really showing his true colors. He's supposed to be this conservative. Karl Rove is met with him. He meets with the Rothschilds. What he is establishment. That's what he is. He's establishment. He's not conservative. He's not Democrat. He's not progressive. He's not liberal. Those are all terms to get you thinking that he's on your side. This guy, this movie star, this Nazi sympathizer is hedging his bets because, hey, Obama's a popular president. I'm not going to go against him. Arnold Schwarzenegger, California's Republican governor, defended Democratic President Barack Obama's stimulus plan on Sunday, saying 150,000 new jobs were created in his state thanks to the legislation. Meanwhile, bank after bank after bank after bank after bank is going down. Where? In California. Banks in California, Illinois, Florida, Texas are shut down. Now, last year we had over 140 bank closures. Right now, through February 21st, almost 2 months into 2010, we are on pace to beat that. We have 20 bank closures. Regulators shut down 4 banks from California to Florida on Friday. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation took over La Jolla Bank, FSB, in La Jolla, California. The bank had 10 branches and about $3.6 billion in assets and $2.8 billion in deposits. Also seized was George Washington Saving Bank in Orland Park, Illinois. It had 4 branches and about $412.8 million in assets, $397 million in deposits. They're going after the small banks. They're going after the little guys. You're not going to hear about Bank of America failing. Even though Citigroup, or it's either Citigroup or Citicorp, is now saying that you may not be able to withdraw your money. Let me repeat that. You may not be able to withdraw your money. Welcome to the new America, folks. All right, let's take some more callers. 888-201-2244. That's 888-201-2244. Let's go to Jim in Chicago. Jim, you're on the line.
Hey, I don't want to change the subject, but you know, I saw something that was really distressing. My dad's in the hospital, and I tried to call him up from Chicago. He's in New Jersey, and it said you have to have proof of a vaccination shot of H1N1. It was like a little commercial, and I have the phone number. I just wanted to point it out to Alex Jones.
Well, what are you saying here? Your father went to the hospital and they wouldn't serve him at the hospital because he didn't have an H1N1 shot?
I get this commercial on H1N1, mm-hmm. and it says you got to have a vaccination, proof of vaccination shot before you can visit anyone in the hospital.
Well, that's all color of law. Yeah, I mean, they've tried to say that. It's the same thing they tried to do with the New York health workers, saying that if you worked in a hospital that you were going to be forced to take this thing. They marched on City Hall and said no. And they stopped it. Again, it's color of law. It's all bull shenanigans. You got to stand up for your right to be a human being and say no, Jim. I appreciate the call. We'll be back after this. It's the InfoWar.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids.
Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
No one knows who gave the orders. No one asks about the crime. No one looks behind the curtain. And no one questions why. The only time we got is right about now. I cross my heart, I take the vow, I'll never turn, I'll never bend. I'm with you now until the end.
Here it is, folks, the end of America. Citigroup warns customers it may refuse to allow withdrawals. If you are using a Citigroup bank, it's time to get out right now. Let me repeat that. It is time to get out right now, today. Go there and close your account. Effective April 1st, 2010. We reserve the right to require 7 days advance notice before permitting a withdrawal from all checking accounts. Let me repeat that one for you. Effective April 1st, 2010, we reserve the right to require 7 days advance notice before permitting a withdrawal from all, not some, all checking accounts. While we do not currently exercise this right and have not exercised it in the past, we are required by law to notify you of this change. Citigroup said on statements received by customers all over the country. What's going on? It seems like something of an error. The 7-day notice policy only applies to customers in Texas. IRA stole reports at the future of capitalism. It was accidentally included on customer statements nationwide. Folks, who cares if it's just in Texas? It shouldn't be anywhere. It's your money! Your money! How are they telling you you can't take your money? Why would you use a bank that will not give you your money? Whatever the explanation, it doesn't exactly inspire confidence in Citi stole rights, but it's hard to believe a bank would be sending out a notice like this on its statements. It's hard to believe, but not shocking, in an economy as piss poor as this one. They are getting ready to gut this economy even further, even further. In fact, let's get to the article where this governor comes right out and admits people who have lost their jobs are going to continue to do so and be unemployed for years. Unemployed for years, folks. Can you imagine somebody who worked the last 5, 10, 15 years at a desk job, had benefits, nice home, 2 cars, 3 kids. He's not going to be working for years. For years. Meanwhile, they're asking, are you a tax cheat? Most people cheat on their taxes. You're bad. Where is this thing? Man, I have so much news here. It's hard to get anything right off. Here it is. Bad economies in states to worsen. Governors, the already gloomy conditions of states' economies are set to worsen, according to preliminary survey finding the National Governors Association released on Saturday. The situation is fairly poor for a lot of states around the country. In fact, most states. Vermont Governor Jim Douglas, who is chairman of the association, said at a press conference at its annual meeting. What we're finding out from the fiscal standpoint is the worst is yet to come. Let's repeat that one. The worst is yet to come. 20% unemployment's not enough. We have to lose even more. Perhaps in another 2-3 months, instead of telling you it's 10% unemployment and lying to your face, it'll be 30% unemployment and they'll tell you 20. In that lovely of them. That's because they love you. They love you so much. Economists have declared a national recession to be over, but for those who are still unemployed, for those who have lost their homes, it's clear That as a nation, we have a long way to go, says Douglas, who added the state's revenues have plummeted for four quarters in a row. They're telling you, you're going to lose your job. You're not going to have a job for years. And then they're going to come in as the states to save you. You'll work for FEMA, won't you? You'll work for Homeland Security. How about the National Security Agency? You'll take what you can get because you haven't worked in over a year. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man.
All right, folks, we're going to shift gears a little bit. We're going to take your calls coming up, 888-201-2244. But I want to get to this headline. Girls' arrest for doodling raises concerns about zero tolerance. Now, I'll admit when I was a kid, sometimes, you know, teachers, they stepped over the line. Let me give you a couple different examples of things that happened to me. I used to love to lean back on my chair, the classic lean back. I can remember in fourth grade while I was leaning back on my chair, my teacher instructed the person behind me without me knowing to move their desk back, and then she kicked the chair out from under me and I fell backwards. And that's something that used to go on in schools. I've had my mouth duct taped shut. Yes, even as a young lad, Jason Burmes had a bit of a loud mouth and resulted in me getting my mouth duct taped. However, for anything I'd ever done, including, yes, I have written on desks before. Believe it, I've even etched into desks with a pocket knife. Oh, my God, that Jason Furmus is such a bad kid. Well, I never got arrested for any of this. But now they're arresting young girls for drawing on desks. Well, let me repeat that for you again. I've been repeating a lot of things, but that's because this is so far out of the realm of sanity. A 12-year-old girl, Alexa Gonzalez, was arrested by the New York Police Department for drawing on her desk. Drawing, I don't care what she was drawing. For all I care, it could have been, you know, something that's revolting. I'll just leave it at that. It could have been anything. It wasn't. Okay? There was no profanity, no hate, just the words, I love my friends, Abby and Faith. Lex was here, 2110, scrawled on the classroom desk with a green marker. Apparently, green magic markers are now contraband. Alexa Gonzalez, an outgoing 12-year-old who likes to dance and draw, expected a lecture or maybe detention for her doodles earlier this month. Instead, the principal of the junior high school in Forest Hills, New York, called the police, and the seventh grader was taken across the street to the police precinct. See, she wasn't even given a ticket. She was demeaned and dehumanized for writing on a desk with a green magic marker. She's a 12-year-old girl, folks. She's 12. Okay? That's what 12-year-olds do. They deface school desks. They write in their locker. Oh, no! Oh, my. I guess we just should arrest everybody for everything. 12-year-old girl. They put me in handcuffs. I couldn't believe it. I didn't want them to see me being handcuffed, thinking I'm a real bad person. Alexa is no longer facing suspension, according to a spokeswoman for the New York City Department of Education. Still, the case of the dueling preteen is raising concerns about the use of zero tolerance policies in schools. We are arresting them at a younger age. That used to be covered with a trip to the principal's office, not sending children to jail. Of course not. This on its face is insanity. You do not arrest a 12-year-old girl for drawing something on her desk with a magic marker. If this doesn't raise alarm bells in the ever encroaching police state, I don't know what will. All right, let's continue with some callers. Let's go to Dan in Canada. Dan, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hey, how's it going tonight?
Good, good.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, have you heard anything about the G20? Because here they're having it in Huntsville at the end of the month.
It's in Canada, right?
Yeah, it's in Canada. And our prime minister was at the Olympics, and he said he wouldn't be able to stay at the Olympics for the whole thing because he had to leave, but he didn't specify why. And it's really under the radar about this. They haven't really been mentioning it.
Well, I know that, through some of my anti-war contacts, I'm aware that the G20 is going to be taking place in Canada in the coming months. Cindy Sheehan, I know, will be there. I know there will be a strong anti-war presence, and you can expect us to cover whatever happens here on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. But before, sort of their communiques leak or they start propagating whatever they're going to try to pass. Remember, the last G20, it was all about bringing in the special drawing rights unit as the global currency. It was all about consolidating power through the Federal Reserve's emergence with the SEC and the IMF. So who knows what kind of shenanigans they're going to pull, but we will be on top of it once the conference starts or once you start seeing the media hype about it. I appreciate the call, Dan. Let's go to Walter in New York. Walter, you're on the line.
Hi. I was on YouTube, and I've been seeing some clips with Carlos Santana, one of the best Latin rock guitarists of all time. Mm-hmm. And there's some clips that he's actually calling out Obama for his empty promises.
Oh, really?
And yeah. And also, there's another clip that he calls out Arnold Schwarzenegger, and he makes a reference that he should go back to Hollywood and keep making his D movies. I wonder if you ever considered having him on your show, or even Alex Jones, and get his thought on all the events that have been going on.
I would love to have Santana on this show. Are you kidding me? I'm a fan of Santana. I'm sure Jones is a fan of Santana on some level as well. I'll have to watch the video, but I'd love to get him on. There is a video out there right now of Billy Corgan of the Smashing Pumpkins discussing the Illuminati, weather control, and much more with one of the members of the Sex Pistols. Now, I don't know if there's profanity in that. I can't think offhand. But if there's not profanity in that, perhaps we'll play that on the show today. Musical artists are some of the most aware people out there. Yeah, are they fruity at times? Yeah, are they flaky at times? Sure. But when a Prince, or the artist formerly known as Prince, gets up on a TV show and starts talking about chemtrails, I think that was on the Terrence something or other show. I can't remember what the guy's name is. He's that black preacher that has the show on PBS, but he's talking about chemtrails. musical artists keep up on this stuff. In fact, I've talked to a couple, you know, underground rock stars or whatever, and they say it's the biggest thing out there. Alex Jones, Loose Change, Endgame, these things are discussed in these circles on a daily basis. So kudos to Santana. I just wish more of these people would get out and say these type of things when they're interviewed by Spin or Rolling Stone. We saw that a little bit with the band Muse, but they like, even though the band Muse did some great things and they're a platinum selling band and they promoted Loose Change and they promoted Terror Storm, they still go to the lead singer's kind of penchant for the supernatural and his belief in ghosts and all this other stuff that we don't cover and we don't care about because, in a word, folks, it's Johnny Nonsense. The supernatural, although entertaining, really doesn't have any merit when we're concerned with the Senate trying to pass cap and trade legislation. Gordon Brown openly talking about a world banking constitution. These are things that we need to be focused on. So the media will immediately, when they're involved in a semi-awake musical artist, go to their penchant for kind of kookiness, if you will. All right, let's go to Ted in Texas. Ted, you're on the line.
Jason Burmes.
Yes, sir.
I guess I'll warm you up by saying Fabled Enemies was one of my favorite films, so I'd really like to congratulate you on making that and for all your successes on it. The reason why I was calling in is there was a video I saw on YouTube about Glenn Beck twisting the Deborah Medina audio and calling her a liar. Have you heard that or seen that?
I have not seen that one. I've seen the one where the woman calls in and says she's complaining to Glenn Beck saying that Deborah Medina's not unpatriotic for questioning 9/11, and he kind of makes her into a fool trying to say things like, well, you know, if you're a 9/11 truther and you believe that stuff, you have an obligation to say it because there is something wrong with our country if that's true, kind of trying to play both cards. Look, Glenn Beck more and more is showing his revolting, putrid, true colors. Let's look at that Medina interview off the bat. He preps it by saying, you know, I don't know much about Deborah Medina, so we're going to have her on. And then the second question is about 9/11 truth. So he knew damn well who Deborah Medina was. It was a complete and total setup. And that is evident by the fact they have refused, Glenn Beck and others have refused to pick up on the story that Sarah Palin also said that she would be for a new 9/11 investigation. Go ahead, Ted.
The title of the video is Glenn Beck Twists Medina Audio and Calls Her a Liar. And specifically what happened is Medina was on Mark Davis' radio show, and she was telling him that her initial response to Glenn Beck was kind of laughing it off. And so Glenn Beck freezes the audio right there, and they start screaming, and they're saying, she didn't laugh it off, she didn't laugh it off. And they play the second clip where he asked her the second time, and she doesn't laugh at that time. And after they play that second clip, they go on this wild tirade accusing her of lying to Mark Davis, saying that she did not laugh it off, which, in fact, she initially did. And so I really think that this is just blatant radio lying. And you, as a radio guy, I think you might want to hear this clip.
Well, I'll definitely check it out. I do try to check out as much as I can, especially regarding Glenn Beck and him propagating lies. You know, even in this conspiracy, Know Your Conspiracies article from Newsweek that I do want to cover, I gave to Alex last week and he covered it again and again. I remember reading it last Sunday evening. But for instance, they start talking about the FEMA camps, and then they give Glenn Beck credit for the one talking about the FEMA camps, and they say, well, for at least a little while. Then they don't give any other sources that are talking about FEMA camps. Now, why are they showing Glenn Beck and FEMA camps together? Because Glenn Beck, quote unquote, debunked the FEMA camps with the king of debunking, James Meggs, former editor of Entertainment Weekly, current editor of Popular Mechanics, and propagator of lies. Propagator of lies. I sent some people last week over to my debate with James Meggs. If you've never seen the Loose Change versus Popular Mechanics debate, please go to YouTube and check it out. I have him stuttering, stammering, and not answering the pertinent questions about 9/11. Yet today, the History Channel is running their little hit piece where they worship Lord Meggs and David Dunbar. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials where you can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen, get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633. or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Taking your calls, 888-201-2244. We're going to go to Randy in Illinois in just a moment. But first, this is a big story. This one is years in the making and not getting enough play in the mainstream or alternative media in my eyes. Again, InfoWars was on the cutting edge of letting you know what was really going down in the torture facilities over in Afghanistan, Iraq, and abroad. And we're the first to point out that John Yoo and others in memos said that it was okay for the president to order the torture of young children being raped with battery acid in front of their parents to get information. Now, the Department of Justice decided to file charges, but they have been let off. It's okay to write these memos. It's okay to torture and kill people. That's all right. As long as you're doing it for the President of the United States of America. God bless this country, folks. The two Bush administration lawyers who authorized harsh, it's not harsh, they killed people. Let's stop calling it harsh interrogation or interrogation techniques or what's the other bull shenanigans term they use there? Not hostile negotiation. It's advanced interrogation techniques or, I can't remember what it is, but they won't call it torture, okay? It's not only torture, it's death. It's death. Some of those people that you saw cringing in the body piles, they died. They got eaten alive by dogs. Those dogs ate some of their faces off. Some of them took bullets to the head. Some of the women were raped on video as per the closed Senate hearings and the senators coming out saying, I can't believe what I just watched. I hope that never gets out into the public because it looks horrible for us. These people were let go. No misconduct by interrogation lawyers. Instead, the Department of Justice finds poor judgment by Bush-era attorneys. And it's not Bush-era. It's not Obama-era. It's a globalist era of torture, of inhumanity, of disgusting and despicable tyrannical acts. All in the name of freedom and justice. We gotta keep ourselves free. The terrorists hate us for our freedoms! The department's Office of Professional Responsibility had originally found that the lawyers John Yoo and Jay Beebe had engaged in professional misconduct, according to a letter sent to the House Judiciary Committee leaders. The harsh techniques they authorized included waterboarding of terrorism suspects as the Bush administration tried to elicit intelligence after the September 11, 2001 attacks for capturing or killing anti-Americans. Al-Qaeda militants, all about September 11th. And notice they talk about the waterboarding, which is torture. It's enhanced interrogation techniques. That's what they call it, enhanced interrogation techniques. That's what waterboarding is. It's enhanced. Folks, it went well beyond waterboarding. And don't worry, little slap on the wrist. It wasn't even a slap on the wrist. They didn't get in any trouble. All right, let's go to Randy in Illinois. Randy, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Boy.
What's that, sir?
Jason,
yes,
doing?
Yeah. Good, good.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm calling it from Chicago, where we're getting 10 inches of global warming. And, you know, pretty much, I just came from one of our local retail stores, and they just scanned my driver's license, you know, to purchase a video game. And it's amazing. It's just amazing how consolidated these networks are as far as when it comes to doing things. Before then, you know, you go into the store and you just get a look at it, they'll see your birthday, give it back to you. And when I saw the dude pick up the scanner, I'm like, whoa, I'm like, you know, what's going on with that? You know, before you just look at it, now he's scanning it. He's like,
well, Randy, you know, that's just how we do things now. Well, I'm here in Texas. I've got a New York State license, and I'm a 30-year-old man, folks. A 30-year-old man. I cannot tell you how many times in Texas I have been denied buying either tobacco products or alcohol because I have a New York State license. I have two of them. I have one that got chewed up by my dog, so I had to get a new one. And they look at it like I'm some kind of freak alien. I literally, 3.5 weeks ago, was in a convenience store trying to buy tobacco products. The girl looks at me, says, I can't take this New York State license because I can't scan it. And there's a sheriff sitting behind the counter, and I'm looking at him, and I'm like, dude, I'm 30. What the hell is going on? Can't help you, son. And I had to go 3 miles up the road so I get a pack of smokes. I don't even smoke. I was getting for somebody else. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Bite the New World Order to the bone, by the teeth, coming out swinging, folks. That's what I'm going to be doing with the rest of my days on this planet. We're going to continue to take your calls, 888-201-2244. I'm going to get into Senate Way's final push to move climate bill. Doesn't matter that the climate change they are trying to propagate on the American people, the global warming hoax, the man-made global disaster that we're all responsible for, has been thoroughly debunked with the release of the IPCC and UN emails. Doesn't matter, they're going to still do it. That's how they roll in a tyrannical society. Before we get to that, I want to remind everybody that we do have Jesse Ventura, American Conspiracies, here in the flesh over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. We will be shipping them first and at a discount. You go to a Barnes & Noble, you go to a regular bookstore, gonna cost you 25 beans. You get it discounted out of the gates, $19.95, and you get a free film with it. Hopefully, instead of choosing Reflections and Warnings, which is a great film if you don't have it, hey, get it. If you don't have Loose Change Final Cut, or you've only seen Loose Change Second Edition or the first Loose Change, you get that free with American Conspiracies by Jesse Ventura. And it is the end-all, be-all 9/11 documentary that deals with the physical anomalies and much more on 9/11. If you'd like a copy of Fabled Enemies, my film, you can also get that at Infowars.com. And that gets into the international intelligence agencies that were involved in 9/11. Two very different films about the same subject. They complement each other nicely. But remember, for only $19.95, you get Jesse Ventura, American Conspiracies, and Loose Change Final Cut, a deal that cannot be beaten. Senate weighs final push to move climate bill. A last-ditch attempt at passing climate change begins in the Senate this week, with senators mindful that time is running short and that the approaches to legislation still vary widely according to sources. The goal is to reduce emissions of carbon dioxide, a life-giving gas, folks, carbon dioxide, what plants breathe, and other greenhouse gases that scientists say threaten Earth. And who will be propagating this? The options will be presented by three senators. Democrat John Kerry, no good. Independent Joseph Lieberman, no good. And Republican Lindsey Graham, no good. Who are leading the fight for a bill to battle global warming domestically. They're trying to prevent Earth's temperatures from exceeding a possibly dangerous 2 degrees Celsius increase from pre-industrial times. Oh, and again, it doesn't matter. If it has now come out, there has been no global warming at all for the last 13 years. It is the admission of the IPCC, the admission of Phil Jones, the admission of Michael Mann. It's out there. Go check the headlines for yourself. They're reporting on it internationally and in Europe, but not in the United States. Under cap and trade, companies need government permits to emit an ever-dwindling amount of pollution. Fuel-efficient firms that end up holding more permits than they need can sell them to companies that are bigger polluters. It's a scam. For carbon dioxide, cap and trade would eventually make the cost of using coal and other dirty burning fossil fuels so high that cleaner, more expensive energy sources such as wind and solar power would emerge. So they admit in this article that the cost of using coal and gas and, of course, oil will shoot through the roof, forcing us into another system, but only after they've gutted the economies of all the first world nations, turning them into second world nations so that they can take those second and third world nations and create their global new world order tyrannical empire. In recent months, many conservatives who do not want the federal government to mandate pollution reductions have seized upon newly discovered errors in scientific reports underpinning the link between human activity and climate problems such as drought, flooding, and rising sea levels. See, they actually admit that the reports are out there, but then they don't show any examples, and it's just a side note. That is the truth. It's been exposed as a lie. We should be outraged. All right, let's continue taking some callers, and we'll get to some more of this news. I mean, I have a stack of it here, folks. Never a shortage of news to go over when you're with the Info Warrior. Let's go to Zach in Houston. Zach, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, big fan. Hey, check it out. Man, I'm a licensed air conditioning contractor down here in Houston, Texas, and I was on the TDLR, the Texas Department of License and Regulations website, just kind of, you know, browsing around, and I clicked on the complaint deal just to see what was up. the very last selection on a licensee that you can complain on is a weather modification services button. So I clicked on it, and it said basically that, you know, you could send your complaints to, and it had, you know, it had an address and all that. Mm-hmm. And it said you needed things like pictures, areas affected, times, dates, and whatnot. And then, mm-hmm. so I went back to the homepage, and I looked at the, I was like, who the hell would have this kind of a permit? And so I got to looking on there. It's under air permits, like to expel pollution. Mm-hmm. And you click the arrow, and you can find out license info for air permits. And what the website is www.license.state.tx.us/complaints. Mm-hmm. And the homepage is www.license.state.tx.us.
And let me cover for people that don't understand what you're saying here, what you're telling them. What he's telling you, folks, is that in a backhanded fashion, they are admitting to modifying the weather and admitting to spraying the sky with chemtrails. Obviously, weather modification is there. And when they say that you have to prove it with pictures and video, you have to take pictures and video of the sky. They'll never actually say the chemtrails exist. But through this investigation, you can make a complaint and see who has the quote unquote air permits to let out these chemtrails, or as Rosalind Peterson likes to call them, prolonged jet contrails. And we already know so much of that program to spray across the country, across the United States, has to do with NASA. And you can check that out over at CaliforniaSkyWatch.com. Appreciate the call, Zach. Let's go to Scott in Washington. Scott, you're online.
Yeah, I kind of correct you on something when you talked about the unemployment numbers. You remember a couple of weeks ago they said it actually dropped down to 9.7%, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what that is, but that's people who run out of unemployment benefits and they're now no longer on the rolls, so they're not counting them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's a significant number right there in itself. It's kind of, it's an indictment of itself right there. But, you know, when they keep talking about how these stimulus has worked and all of that, and, you know, I listen sometimes to Stephanie Miller, who's kind of a perpetual whore for the Obama administration, always laughing and joking, talking about all these jobs that have been created. Yet she can't name one job that's been created. Well, I could name some jobs. You know, every time you turn around, you see all these ads for our internet ads for FBI and CIA people and come join the police and all of that kind of stuff. Oh, yeah. It creates all these government jobs and stuff, spying upon people and stuff. But where is any in the private sector?
Well, it won't be in the private sector. They will be government jobs. And then even the jobs that are disguised as private sector type jobs will be ones that are funded through the Give Act and AmeriCorps. They are making people come towards the government as their savior. When you can't pay your bills, when you can't put food on the table, you will cower to the likes of FEMA. You will get a government job. You will do anything to survive. And when they say that these jobs have been created, the private sector's dead. It is over. We will never be a manufacturing nation again. It is so sad, folks. We will never make anything of significance in this country again. We will no longer be the great United States we once were. There is no auto industry here. There's no tech industry here. There is no industry here whatsoever. And I started watching some of Michael Moore's new film, Capitalism. I really want to try to finish that up either tonight or tomorrow. I want to discuss it a little bit. But although Moore does us a disservice by saying that capitalism is the problem and capitalism is causing all of this, he makes a great point in the very beginning of the movie comparing us to the Roman Empire. And we have done that so many times on this show and the Alex Jones Show, how we have become decadent, how we lost sight, how we become a debtor nation, how we have been enthralled with bread and circus. And in the first 2 or 3 minutes of the film, he goes over this very eloquently, very well done. Bravo, Michael Moore. Now, I'm going to have to watch the rest of the movie. But again, I warn people, he blames capitalism as the enemy. And first of all, we've never really had a free market economy. And capitalism on its face is not evil. When capitalism is manipulated by tyrants and becomes more like fascism and socialism, yeah, we're in big trouble. Huge trouble. And that's why we're in the situation we are in now. All right, let's go to our next caller, Adrian in North Carolina. Adrian, you're on the line. Yes, sir. Did we drop him? Let's go to Steve in Washington.
No.
Oh, you're here? Oh, did we just drop him? Did we just drop him? All right. What's up, Adrian?
Yeah, what's going on, Jason? Man, this is my second time getting on ever. But good deal. Anyway, I was listening to your conversation earlier about these type of jobs. Now, I work for a Fortune 500 company in Greensboro. It's a charge car company. I don't want to give out the name of the company. Mm-hmm. Feel myself like that. But I'm noticing that, you know, I work in collections. I'm noticing that a lot of the calls that we're getting in now are from, like, small business companies who – pretty much they're having to, like, lay a lot of their people that they have, like, additionals that are on their cards who used to work for them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're charging less to their car. So whenever, like, you know, the car members, whenever they when they try to pay off of their accounts, like, in full, will cut their line of credit. It's like you can almost see it because you're starting to find out a lot more are these small businesses, like, they're folding up. They can't pay their bills, or they're paying half on their cards.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like you can just honestly see. I'm talking from the business side. I mean, obviously, you know, I read a whole lot, but what I see, and then, you know, I listen to you guys' show and things of that nature, but you can see the ripple effect to these, like, yuppies, as Alex would call them, of people who are normally, you know, they get to just do whatever they want to do with their money now, and it is, you can just see it. Where they're spending less now on their cars, where they're just overextended, and they're not normally overextended. But I just want to ask you one other question, too. When are you going to come out with that? I know you had one movie that was supposed to have been coming out, but
yes.
Have you finished that up yet?
Yeah, Invisible Empire, for those that don't know, it was tentatively going to be released on February 15th was the first date. Then it was pushed back to March 30th, and then as of today, it has been pushed back to April 15th. Now, I have about entire things written, whole things cut. There's about 14 black spots in the film right now with a runtime of about 2 hours and 10 minutes. Now, I got to fill up those 15 black spots, and I have got to cut that film down, hopefully to just over 2 hours or just under 2 hours, which will be no small feat. But Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, is on the verge of being released. It will be available first over at PrisonPlanet.tv and should be shipping out by April 15th. I'm very excited about it. It has come out so good. It's really my coup de grace. I've been wanting to make this film for over 5 years, have collected just really hundreds of New World Order quotes and the like. Right now, I've got Aaron Dykes in the back working on the end credits, where we're going to try to fit in another 50 to 100 New World Order quotes that weren't able to make the film. But let me just name some names that are right now absolutely in the film discussing a New World Order. Obviously, George H.W. Bush has called for a New World Order time and time again, but what most people have not seen, I would say 99.99999% of the populace has not seen, is his New World Order commencement address over at Maxwell Air Force Base. We're going to be playing some of that in the film. People like David Cameron, Steny Hoyer, Michael Mullen, Tony Blair, Madeleine Albright, and many, many others come out and talk about the quote-unquote New World Order. Now, that's really only the first third of the film. I start with an introduction of who Jason Burmess is and why I'm even making this movie. And I explain how, you know, I made Loose Change and how it changed my life, and people were pointing towards the New World Order that actually carried out the attack. So I had to find out what the New World Order was. Then in the first third of the picture, we really just dissect the term New World Order and give you a history lesson from the first publications in the late 1800s discussing a New World Order all the way up until the Bush 1 era of the New World Order. And then we kind of take a break from the term New World Order and we go into the organizations and modus operandi of the New World Order. So we go over things like the Council on Foreign Relations that don't know, the Trilateral Commission, people that don't know about that, and then the Bilderberg Group, as well as hints of the shadow government and military industrial complex. From there, We work into the government drug dealing, the assassinations, the false flag terror. In other words, what their plans are and how they intend to control the populace, all the way into the microchip, funding the Taliban, endless wars in the Middle East, and really wrap it up with what are we going to do about it now that this invisible empire has been exposed. The three main interviews in the film are Peter Dale Scott, Mark Dice, and of course G. Edward Griffin, and I am looking forward to releasing it to the world. Hopefully, when it is released, I am going to do a radio broadcast live the next night taking calls just on the film, because I want to hear what you out there think about it, and we want you to get copies of it, hard copies over at InfoWars.com, so you can make copies yourself and hand them out to your friends and family. Thank you so much for the call, Adrian. Let's go to Steve in Washington, D.C. Yes, sir.
Jason, how are you today?
Good, good.
Listen, I have three things I want to discuss with you. The first one is your movie. I think if you have time, take a look at Fort Knox and a story that was out there. Maybe it was a rumor that Halliburton or Cheney had all the gold taken out in payment for the war bills for his company. That would be very interesting. And Bill Gates and Buffett wanted to audit the actual gold, the bullion, and was unable to gain access. I think that would be very important to dig into. Then I had two other things I wanted to discuss. But let's go. What do you think of the first one?
Well, I think it's very interesting, although I can tell you right now I'm probably not going to be able to fit it in. I do have Warren Buffett and Bill Gates together in this film, actually, back to back, when I discussed their little eugenics meeting in New York City with the likes of Bloomberg, Rockefeller, Turner, and Oprah Winfrey. So I do kind of get into them. I try to name as many names as I can of this invisible empire, of the players towards globalization, but I'm always up to suggestions. We'll come back to Steve and many others. 888-201-2244. It's the Info Warrior.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation
is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
With Jason Burmis, we're on the line with Steve in Washington, D.C. Go ahead, Steve.
All right, Jason, Representative Ron Paul surprised everybody at the CPAC straw poll that he should be running for president again in 2012. Mm-hmm. I just want to get your thoughts on how we can help Ron Paul, and do you think his audit, the Fed's ever going to make it, and, you know, what can we do to help him?
That's a great question. Is audit the Fed going to make it? Now, we had people like mainliners, criminals like Barney Frank saying, yes, it would pass, but it wouldn't be for some time. As I understand it, after it passed Congress and it got into Senate and committee, the bill was really gutted. All the teeth were taken out of it. It was just another bill. So I don't know where that's going to go. How can we get Ron Paul to run and then hopefully be elected? That's a great question. Now, what he's referring to is that CPAC, this mainline conservative organization that last year had Rush Limbaugh as their keynote speaker, this year had Glenn Beck, who has stabbed Ron Paul in the back dozens of times as its keynote speaker. Now, this is what's great. The media has gone to Ron Paul a lot more in the past 2 years than it ever has before, when basically ignoring him before this. But it's always bit parts here or bit parts there. He's never hyped to the point of Sarah Palin. Sarah Palin has literally been given a superhero costume and a cape by the mainstream media. Now, as much promotion, as much hype is around Sarah Palin, she was only able to get 7% of the vote. Let me repeat that, 7%. Ron Paul is more than four times as popular as Sarah Palin, and Sarah Palin gets about 100 times more promotion on the mainstream media. What does that tell you? That tells you there's a huge base that doesn't give a rat's ass what we're being spoon-fed by Fox News and its ilk. So how do we get this man elected? Well, first of all, we ensure that he maintains his seat here in Congress, even though the fake usurper Tea Party is now running three candidates against him. Because Ron Paul, who really supported the Tea Parties in their infancy, is now being demonized by the Tea Parties because they're illegitimate. They're not real. They're co-opted. They're corrupted. Now, I'm sure that after Ron Paul wins his seat in Congress and makes a decision whether or not he's going to run independently or for president on the Republican ticket, there will be yet another money bomb. We need to give twice as much money to this money bomb. It has to be record breaking. It was record breaking in the first place. The first money bomb, the mainstream media was forced to cover it because he had raised more money in a single day than any other candidate in history. So we need to repeat that. And we really just have to take the Ron Paul revolution to the next level. We got to get out there. We got to start knocking on doors. We got to have local events with other people from Campaign for Liberty who are like-minded individuals and maybe part of the Ron Paul camp. We need to get locals elected, city council members, okay, state senators, congressmen that are of the Ron Paul ilk. In other words, coming out of Campaign for Liberty or being a constitutionalist, somebody who's for the Bill of Rights, somebody outside of the mainline party systems. But I believe with that kind of support, we can at least, at the very least, get him into the main debates, whether it be as a Republican or probably an independent. And he could be the first independent with a real shot at the title. Final thing, Steve, go ahead.
Final thing is We Are Change Colorado has a great lawyer, Gary Fielder. I know you guys had him on the show once. Alex had him on the show. This guy could be the chink in the armor on some of their plans of taking over our lives, including body scanning us, which I think is ridiculous. can we help him out and maybe even get him hooked up with Ron Paul?
Well, I mean, that's going to be up to him and Ron Paul's people. It's really hard to get hooked into Ron Paul outside of being a Campaign for Liberty candidate or supporter. So really, that's something he's going to have to take by the horns himself. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Some folks are born made to wave the flag. Cool, they're red, white, and blue. And when the band waves hail to the chief, they point the cannon at you. Now,
we are back. It's the final hour of the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. If you missed any of the programming, look at the podcast following the radio broadcast over at theinfowarrior.com, or just get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, $5.95 a month, and you get all of these broadcasts live on video and the archives, as well as all the Alex Jones broadcasts, where he broadcasts 2 hours live a day via PrisonPlanet.tv, as well as all of our documentary films and special reports. And there are a ton of those as well. They're a great tool to wake others out of their proverbial slumber. Noriega appeals to U.S. High Court to avert extraditions to France. What may be former Panamanian dictator Manuel Noriega's final showdown with the United States, his attorneys have filed a petition with the U.S. Supreme Court to block his extradition to France. Now, Noriega, of course, a CIA asset for over 20 plus years, when he started to turn against the establishment and Iran-Contra became public, they went in, they got him, and he has been in prison now, I think for almost 2 years after he was supposed to be released, and now they're saying they're not going to release him, they're going to extradite him to France where he will be tried for crimes, because they don't want this man's story getting out there. Is Noriega a good man? No, he's not a good man. But he used, you know, Western intelligence, Western dictatorship powers. We granted him those powers. We supported him through the Central Intelligence Agency. We helped him run drugs into this country. And what did he get? He got imprisoned because of it. Noriega was convicted in 1992 on cocaine trafficking, racketeering, and money laundering charges, and he remains in prison outside Miami, Florida, 2.5 years after he completed his prison sentence. So I was wrong. I'm sorry. He is imprisoned for 2.5 years after he completed his prison sentence. He's been in prison 2.5 years. And talk about the pot calling the kettle black, folks. Cocaine trafficking? Does the name George Herbert Walker Bush ring a bell? Does the name Casper Weinberger ring a bell? Does the name Oliver North ring a bell? All of it covered in Invisible Empire. Again, coming to the InfoWar, April 15th. All right, let's continue to take your calls. 888-201-2244. Frank in North Carolina. Frank, you're on the line.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, whenever I think of cocaine trafficking, it's like a knee-jerk reaction, an image of the Bush crime family, Clinton, and Oliver North. Those three images pop up in my head.
It's hard not to once you know the facts. And we do cover in some detail the drug trafficking that was linked from Iran-Contra into MENA, Arkansas, through Bill Clinton while he was governor. And We even have some B-roll of Roger Clinton, who was picked up on cocaine trafficking. And in a London Guardian article, it was reported that in the tapes, the audio tapes from the drug enforcement agents that were dealing with Roger Clinton, Roger Clinton clearly said, you know, I got to get some for my brother. He's got a nose like a vacuum cleaner. And if anybody has really followed up on people like Jennifer Flowers and others' claims, of course Bill Clinton was into the nose candy. He loved it. He couldn't get enough of it. Go ahead, Frank.
Yeah, I had a guest suggestion for you, or maybe perhaps Alex.
Okay.
Might be more appropriate. Mm-hmm. Mel Gibson has a new movie out. Mm-hmm. I was hoping maybe he might be interested in coming on, if nothing else, just to promote it. It's called Edge of Darkness, and it talks mm-hmm. about false flags, shadow government, assassinations, all that kind of stuff.
Is that, you know, I've heard that, and I've actually got an advanced copy of Edge of Darkness, so now I'm going to have to watch Edge of Darkness. But of course, we would clamor to have Mel Gibson on either this program or on the Alex Jones program. I know that his father has been on Alex Jones's program several times, so we may or may not be able to get Mel Gibson, but I am going to have to check out Edge of Darkness now that you've mentioned that to me and been like the third or fourth person to say it. We're going to go to Jamie in North Carolina and many others, as well as read this one out of the New York Times. Millions face years without jobs. It's the InfoWar with Jason Burbus, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials where you can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Save the victory speeches for later. Streets on fire. Burn, let it burn the government, sealed and signed, deliver a
break, I go into the coffee room. We've always got 24-hour news running there. And I see that CNN is running a cybersecurity, some kind of a drill, I guess you would call it. They're calling it, it starts with a C. What's it called? I can't even remember. You'll see it when we play some of the video. Anyway, I got an email about this and that said a simulation. They were running simulations. And I was like, what the hell is this talking about a simulation? Michael Chertoff, the former head of Homeland Security, the former attorney general's assistant. He was the head of the attorney general's office back in the day before 9/11 when Robert Wright and others tried to go to him and say, hey, we know how the money's moving with bin Laden. We want to stop him. And he's like, no. We don't want to hear about your conspiracy theories. And of course, he was promoted after that. Now, they're on CNN showing you a simulation of a cybersecurity attack right after they passed the cybersecurity bill. See, they know it is hugely unpopular. Huge. It was passed 432-5, I believe. And then you go to the actual congressional page and less than 6% of the thousands that have voted are for the bill. So what do? They run a simulation on CNN to brainwash you. Now, if we can bring this up, I'm not sure if they're back from commercial yet, but they were just prepping you to have martial law on the streets. Let me repeat that. Martial law on the streets with the National Guard enforcing it. A cyber terror attack leads to the National Guard being federalized, no longer being an arm of a state government, but of the federales. And there's Joe Lockhart right here, okay? Joe Lockhart at Cyber Shockwave Simulation. He's saying right now, and I saw it before the break, that if the governors don't like the fact that there will be National Guard federalized and on the streets too damn bad, we're calling the shots. I'm throwing up in my mouth as we speak. It's a little upchuck coming in. This is disgusting. Computer hackers are going to be the reason that society shuts down and martial law is declared. Not on my watch. Not on my watch. All right, let's go to some callers here. Let's go to Jamie in North Carolina. Jamie, you're on the line.
Hey.
Yes, Jamie. Hey.
Hey, how's it going, Jason? I got a question, but just a comment on what you were saying about CNN and whatnot. We've been desensitized by media, Hollywood for a while. Just think about that terrorism movie about New York that had Bruce Willis and Denzel Washington in it.
Yeah, sure.
And, of course, that recent one with Bruce Willis, Live Free or Die Hard, the fire sale. Mm-hmm. Kind of similar to the cyber attack on simulation on CNN.
Mm-hmm.
But anyhow, my question is about the Founding Fathers being Masons.
Uh-huh.
You know a lot more than I do about that stuff, obviously, the history and whatnot.
Sure.
But I'm just curious, if all these secret societies are bad and whatnot.
Why were these guys Masons?
I'll say this.
I'll say this, Jamie, and stay on the line because I want to get your take on it. You know, obviously I'm not alive in the 1700s. I don't have a firsthand account of these secret societies, of these memberships. People like Ben Franklin kind of worry me, being members of the Hellfire Club and then it being reported in the mainstream press that they dug up one of his old backyards and found the bodies of small children in there. That's worrisome to me, but the fact that George Washington is a Mason is not as worrisome to me. And let me tell you why. There's a book out there. We carry it here at Infowars.com. It was written in the time period of the late 1700s when the Masons were being infiltrated by the Bavarian Illuminati. The Bavarian Illuminati did, in fact, exist. It may exist today under another name. We really don't know. But it was publicly acknowledged that the Illuminati did exist in those days and that they infiltrated all of these separate Masonic lodges. Now, the author of this book of, I can't even remember what it's called. It's by John Robison. I have it in my bag. Will you go grab it for me, Ryan? I know it's in the back, but if you go into Rob's office in my book bag on the couch, I should have a copy on it. You can run it in here. Anyway, he goes into pretty pretty graphic detail one by one about how all these lodges had been infiltrated by the Illuminati. And proofs of the conspiracy. There it is right there. Thank you. So proofs of the conspiracy, and it has a much longer title than that, but proofs of the conspiracy. And he really goes, you know, lodge by lodge and says, you know, I was a part of this lodge. They were teaching much different things, and now we've been infiltrated, and this is what they're doing. So I would encourage you, Jamie, I think it's something like 1995 here, John Robison's Proofs of a Conspiracy. But I would say, like you, I am pretty enthralled with the fact that a lot of our founding fathers were indeed Masons. And in my last trip to D.C., I believe it was, me and Aaron were in Philadelphia and then D.C., we went to the George Washington Masonic Memorial and just got all sorts of crazy footage. And in the at the Masonic Memorial, I will say this, there's absolutely no doubt that there is some kind of a connection to Skull and Bones. It seems to be after the Bavarian Illuminati infiltration, but we went down to the lower levels. In the upper levels, you really don't see any crossbones or skulls or anything like that. But in the lower levels, where you don't take the tour, I was able to get some video of General Lafayette wearing a Masonic apron that was just a Skull and Bones apron, and a couple different parchments that were just Skull and Bones. So there's definitely something weird going on there. When we took the tour, the one guy, the tour guide, who was a 32nd degree Mason, actually mentioned that although George H.W. Bush was not a Mason himself, he was in the sister organization or brother organization of Skull and Bones. So, you know, that's the best I've got for you, Jamie. What's your take?
I'm going to follow those leads and do some more research.
All right. Well, that sounds good. I'm telling you, read the book, man. Like, we had a Mason working here for quite some time. Really nice guy. In fact, a couple of my friends, my really good college friends, are semi-high-level Masons. One of them, his father's an ultra-high-level Mason, but he ended up joining after college, and he's very conservative, pro-gun rights, and we'll sit there and argue back and forth the origins of Masonry or these other different sects. But you read John Robison's book, and it is an eye-opener. Go check it out. And, dude, you can find, if you don't want to pay for the hard copy, I know, you know, I'm probably killing the business here, but you can get a PDF of it online as well. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Dan in New Mexico. Dan, you're online.
Hey, Jason, how you doing? Listen, real quick, how would you recommend I get some information to either yourself and or Alex regarding a very serious proposal for helping your films go mega viral 10x or more beyond what they are already?
Well, my best way to get a hold of me is my Facebook page or my MySpace. I do check those, even though MySpace is just about dead. MySpace.com/Jason Burmis. And I am at my limit of 5,000 friends over at Facebook, but you can still message me. It's Facebook.com/TheInfoWarrior. Just Google me. That's the easiest way to get a hold of me. Now, as far as Alex Jones, that's a little tougher. I would say producer@InfoWars.com, RobD@InfoWars.com. Ryan, do you have one yet? Are you Ryan@InfoWars.com? Okay, so it's MattR@InfoWars.com. But those emails do get read, and I don't read everything. And I'll tell you right now, the way to not get at me is to send me a 4-paragraph, 5-paragraph manifesto. So many people email me, and then I open up the email, and it's a page and a half long, and I don't have the time to scan through the whole thing. So maybe I scan through the first 2 or 3 sentences and decide whether I want to read the whole thing. I delete it, and then someone yells at me, "Oh, I know you read my email, and you wouldn't respond." Look, I just don't have the time. It's got to be short and concise. But you can always get at me on Facebook, always get at me on MySpace, and I try to at least glance over everything. And I'm all for trying to get everything out there mega viral. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, this is way, way, way beyond mega viral. Believe me, it'll be short, to the point. And so just look for correspondence, Dan from New Mexico, okay?
All right, I'll check it out, man. I appreciate the call. Let's go to Ed in Washington. Ed, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason.
Hey.
Hey, I'm really excited for your new documentary, Invisible Empire.
Excellent.
But I was wondering, can you go into some specifics, what it's going to cover? I know it's about the New World Order.
Mm-hmm.
But,
did you miss me going over it maybe like an hour ago? You must have, right? It's cool. All right, I'll go over it for those that weren't listening. Again, Invisible Empire dropping April 15th. So what is Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, all about? Well, the first thing that I do is I introduce myself, and then I define a new world order. I give you a little history lesson from the late 1800s, when the term really surfaced. Again, this isn't a history lesson on the Illuminati. This is a history lesson on the term New World Order. What is it? What are its goals? What are its modes of operation? So the first third of the film is really just that terminology. We go over Samuel Zane Batten's book. We go over Hitler's New World Order. We go over Kissinger's vision of a New World Order in the 70s, along with Nixon and much more. Things people have not seen before, I promise you. And then we move into the George Bush era, the George H.W. Bush era of the New World Order, him coming out after the Gulf War, giving the New World Order commencement address at Maxwell Air Force Base and much more. Then we go over how the media portrayed it, those in government discussing it. What is this thing? So then I don't want to give it away, but Brent Scowcroft is really the point where the movie shifts. Brent Scowcroft, I have him saying this just amazing New World Order quote. I'm going to save it for when we do some previews in studio, some trailers and whatnot. People will be shocked when they see it. But he kind of transitions into the organizations that promote a New World Order, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Group, the Shadow Government, the Military Industrial Complex. So that's the second major part of the film. We go over those organizations. Hold over, Ed, and we'll talk about the final part of Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined, and much more. It's the InfoWar with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country? If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
There is a war going on for your mind. Industry insiders slang test tube babies to corporate crackheads. They flash logos and blast ghettos. Their embroidered neckties say, stop snitching. Conscious rappers and whistleblowers get stitches made of acupuncture needles and marionette strings. There is a war going on for your mind. Professional wrestlers and vice presidents want you to believe them. The desert sky is their blue screen. They superimpose explosions. They shout at you. Pay no attention to the men behind the barbed curtain, nor the craters beneath the draped flags. Those hoods are there for your protection, and the meteors these days are the size of corpses. There is a war going on for your mind.
We are the insurgents.
And we are back on the line with Ed in Washington. I just want to point out that's the Flowbots. And the Flowbots actually have a new jam out there with Rise Against, which is pretty spot on. I'm a pretty big fan of those. They're a little bit left-leaning, but overall, the message is good. So we're talking to Ed about my upcoming release of Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, if you're just tuning in. So again, to start again, I describe who I am, why I'm doing this. I define a new world order with a little history lesson of the term. I then get into the actual organizations, the regular organizations, the, I guess you would call them think tank kind of groups, the Trilateral Commission, Council on Foreign Relations, Bilderberg Group, Shadow Government, Military Industrial Complex, and then shift gears from that to the modes of control of the new world order, the drug running, the assassinations, the false flag terror, and what they have planned for the future. Global government through climate change is an issue. Chipping the population is in the film as well. And then I ask, well, is there anything that we don't know about these people? Anything else that we really need to expose? And I expose the fact that they are into the occult, and in some cases, they're child molesters. It's the big 1-2 punch at the end of the film that if you weren't upset already that they're trying to create a tyrannical new world order, you better be upset that the people trying to create it are occultic pedophiles. So I hope I didn't give away too much, but that is a basic rundown of the 2-hour plus picture, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. Any questions for me, Ed?
I'm just really excited for it. And I was also curious, do you think there's anything of substance with the UFOs and extraterrestrials, or
let's boil that one down. That's a hugely loaded question. Of course, there's something to extraterrestrials and UFOs. The question is, what is it? UFOs obviously exist. They have been filmed since the first cameras and camcorders existed. The question is, what are these things? I would say that the majority of these things are, in fact, government programs, their classified technology. Now, there is some of that that seems to be out of the realm, but I would say this about extraterrestrial life. Number one, I am not convinced that little gray aliens are visiting this planet or reptilians exist or any of that mainline mainstream media bull shenanigans. I have no idea what an alien would look like or if an alien would exist. I do believe there are, you know, unidentified flying objects out there. But the question is, are they all military programs or some of the military programs? What are they? I have extensively studied extraterrestrial life and UFOs. And all I can say is that I don't know what's going on. I would say there's a lot of disinformation in things like the Disclosure Project and a lot of the main mainline Stanley Friedman types, Phil Schneider types, even some of the, you know, stuff in Behold a Pale Horse is a little too much. I need to be able to prove something. I've got to stick to what I can prove. I've watched the alien autopsy videos. I've seen just about every UFO video you can imagine. I watched a documentary on Billy Meyer not so long ago. It is an enthralling subject, but when I see documents like Bluebeam, where they talk about fake alien invasions and using holograms to coerce the population into doing their building and achieving global government, I have to be extremely wary of what these things are. We live in a time period now where they can genetically manipulate and create a being that will look like the standard gray alien we have been so preconditioned to accept. So I just say this, keep your head out of the clouds, keep your mind in reality, look at all the evidence, and do not be hasty to come to certain conclusions. I mean, I want people out there to watch the Disclosure Project. I want people to read the Magic 12 documents. But first, I'd rather people concentrate on the MK Ultra documents, or maybe read the Give Act, or possibly this new legislation in the Senate for cap and trade. So that's why I really don't focus on that material. There's so much disinformation out there. It's very hard to get a grasp on what is real. But I'll tell you, this is real. Millions face years without jobs. Economists fear that the nascent recovery will leave more people behind than in past recessions. And this isn't a recession. It's a double dip recession. I mean, it's a depression. And they're not telling you. We're going to get into this article and so much more. Take your calls. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmis. Remember to become a member over at PrisonPlanet.tv and check out the news at InfoWars.com.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hi folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Trouble so hard. Ooh, Lord, my trouble so hard. so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God.
All right, folks, we are back. I want to remind everybody, we are now carrying Jesse Ventura, American Conspiracies. I've read the introduction in the first chapter on John Wilkes Booth. I think it's excellent. It's a great eye-opener for somebody who may not be into this material. And from the introduction, it seems to carry a lot of weight on real things. You know, he gets down to it. He's like, I don't care about the moon landing. We're not going to be talking about Area 51 and Martians. You know, we're going to talk about Jonestown. We're going to talk about Watergate. We're going to talk about the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr., Malcolm X, Robert Kennedy, JFK, and much, much more. He's got a chapter in here called The Wall Street Conspiracy. You can get it right now for only $19.95, $5 discounted out of the gates, and you get a free film with it. You can get my film, Loose Change, Final Cut, with this movie for free, or Aaron Russo's Reflections and Warnings. And I also want to remind people that the sequel to American Drug War, Kevin Booth's film, How Weed Won the West, is now shipping. It is now shipping, so check that out as well. We will go to Mark in Oregon in just a moment, but I want to read this article out of the New York Times. Millions face years without jobs. Economists fear the nascent recovery will leave more people behind than in past recessions, failing to create jobs in sufficient numbers to absorb the record-setting ranks of long-term unemployment. Call them the new poor, people long accustomed to the comforts of middle-class life who are now relying on public assistance for the first time in their lives, potentially for years to come. Potentially for years to come. As they tell you the economy is getting better, governors in the New York Times are admitting you're going to be out of jobs for years. Years. In 1983, after deep recession, women in that range made up only 7% that had been out of work for 6 months or longer, along with the Labor Department. Last year, they made up 14%, and those are the doctored, cooked numbers. The doctored, cooked numbers. All right, let's go to Mark in Oregon. Mark, you're online. Yes, sir. Mark, we got you. And
yes, I'm here.
Hey, what's up, Mark?
Oh, not much, man. How you been?
I'm all right.
Good. You mentioned a few minutes ago that in your film, upcoming film, Invisible Empire, that you're going to cover the pedophilia issue.
Yes, I am. In a way, no one has covered it before. Let me tell you that. Although it is not an extensive part of the picture, it's kind of a wrap-up to the picture. We get into James Gannon, and then even before that, obviously what goes on down in the Bohemian Grove, Chad Savage and the likes. But I was able to dig up archived footage of the Barney Frank scandal that really parlayed into the Franklin cover-up scandal. Stephen Gobe, the male prostitute that was running a call boy ring out of Barney Frank's apartment, was also connected with the pedophilia ring that was outed in 1989 or 90. I can't remember. I think it's 89 on the cover of the Washington Times. So I do get into that, and I do have, footage from the ethics committee outraged that Barney Frank was able to walk away with a slap on the wrist. Go ahead, Mark.
Jason, I always saw this as being at least one of the greatest Achilles heel, if you will, of the highest levels of evil of the Illuminati. When you can interconnect DynCorp and Halliburton, and we know what names Halliburton brings to mind, and also George Soros, who operates the European end of these global child kidnapping rings, where we have tens of thousands of children disappear annually in this country and are never seen again, and we expose what they do to these children, you know, that this may have been done in some relatively minor documentaries, potentially coverage-wise, how many people they've reached. I think you guys would reach far more with the name that you have in the world of actual conspiracy, but this, I feel, would really hit them where they live. This is something that would they're unshameable, but it should shame them in the mind of the public. This would really get the heart and the emotions of the people of the world, essentially. You know, when you have this kind of thing going on, it's monstrous.
Mm-hmm. No, that's the point. I mean, that's the utter point of putting this in the documentary and putting it towards the end of the film. I really put the two things that I think raise the most concern about this new world order towards the end of the picture. And those two things are the fact that our quote-unquote Christian conservative leaders, and, you know, I'm largely a secular kind of guy. I don't care what you believe as long as you – if you believe it, you put it out there. But the occult means hidden. So these people pose as something they are not and then do these pagan rituals, and that bothers me. That bothers me a whole hell of a lot. But what bothers me even further is the fact that a lot of these elites are into, you know, sex with young children. And that is just unacceptable to me. It is the most monstrous demonic thing that could possibly come to mind. And that's why it's in the wrap of my picture, because if everything else in this movie doesn't make you sick to your stomach, hopefully the ending will hit you where it hurts and call you to action to take on this globalist new world order system. Appreciate the call, Mark. Let's go to Ken in South Carolina. Ken, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, I just wanted to revisit your other subject about martial law and this, what they're going to do to us once they attack our websites.
Well, that's not me saying that they're going to do martial law. What I'm saying is CNN ran a quote unquote simulation, which was a drill with the likes of, Joe Lockhart. Who else was in there? John Negroponte, Total Demon, and Michael Chertoff, among others, where a cyber attack hits the United States. And they declare martial law in the United States and use the National Guard on the streets of America and take them away from states' powers. In other words, the governors have no rights whatsoever when it comes to the National Guard now being deployed nationally. And it will be under executive orders. And the guy's like, if you don't like it, too bad. They're coming out and telling you what they're going to do if this happens. And this is a case of just pre-programming. Go ahead.
Oh, yes, that's my point. And what we have to do is be preemptive. This is an issue we can't counterpunch on.
Mm-hmm.
Here in South Carolina, Article 1, Section 21 of our state constitution declares, no person shall in any case be subject to martial law or to any pains or penalties by virtue of that law, except those employed in the armed forces of the United States and except the militia in actual service, but by the authority of the General Assembly. So what we have to do is you need to check your state and local laws and find out what laws you have to protect you, and then go to your legislators and to your attorney general.
And if you happen to, and I'd say this, Ken, and if you happen to be in the National Guard and this ever happens, you need to refuse to take orders against American citizens. And you need to talk to your brothers in arms and say, hey, this isn't right. They staged this thing. They showed us what they were going to do months ago or years ago, depending on when they decide to pull the trigger on their massive false flag cybersecurity attack. Because that does look like it's going to be the next move by the establishment to, again, consolidate power and bring in their quote-unquote new world order. Appreciate the call, Ken. Let's go to Brian in California. The call line is 888-201-2244. Brian, go ahead.
Hi, Jason. I wanted to talk about – I haven't really talked about this with anybody in a long time, but I'm pretty much Alex Jones's age. When I was 13, I got into DMLA, and I don't know if you know what that is, but it's – pretty much like pre-Masons, we shared the lodges with Masons. I had a key to get into Masonic lodges.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to talk about, are you there?
Yeah, I'm listening, man.
Okay, I wanted to talk about me and my friends. Like, we got handed flyers when we were young about how Masons were into devil worship and Eastern Star, like what's the goat's head and stuff
Baphomet,
like that.
And that sort of thing.
I've read Tex Mars's books, and he's kind of, he mentions what I'm talking about, but I can prove that I know that I'm serious about what I'm talking about. I had access to lodges, and I would break into the lockers of the Masonic lodges, and I found a human skull that had the top of the head cut off that was coated in gold. And it reeked of brandy, and I found it next to a bottle of brandy with, thigh bones, okay? And I ventured to lots of different Masonic lodges.
Well, let me say this, Brian, it's open that one of the upper echelon Masonic rituals is that you do have to drink alcohol from a live human skull, but sometimes they say they use a fake skull. You know, I couldn't tell you whether or not this one is a skull. You know, let's be honest. Most Masons are good people. They don't realize the overt occult nature of the Masonic order. And if you're only in those first 3 degrees, you're not going to see some of the heavy hitting rituals. If you even get up to the 32nd degree, you're not going to see what goes on in degrees 33 and above. But I believe you get to either the 32nd or the 33rd degree, and you find out that the supposed god that you're worshiping is a amalgamation of 3 separate gods, and it's called Jabulon. And it is, I want to say, what is it? It's Baal, An is Osiris, and, man, I can't think of the Jah off the bat. I want to say it's Yahweh, but I don't think it is. I think it's something else. I don't believe it's Yahweh. It's something else. But you look at all these, even pictures from the 1800s when men have their hands in their jackets like this, if you're watching PrisonPlanet.tv, and this one's the right-handed, like a right-handed Masonic symbol, and then there's the men of the left hand of Jabulon that put their coats in their jacket. There is something to this. There is something to Masonry being some kind of mystery school, occultism. I don't know if it's Satan worship. We have had writers out there. Obviously, the majority of the people in the Masons don't think they're worshiping Satan, but is it Satan worship? Well, you have Albert Pike coming out and saying, yes, we do worship Lucifer. Manly P. Hall also says they worship Lucifer, and these are high-level Masons, many of which do want a quote-unquote New World Order. And Manly P. Hall, in I think it's The Secret History of America, has a lot of things to say that seem to be good on the surface. But as we've gone over in this program and many others, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. And if you're going to tell me that Lucifer is the true God and the light, something says I might not be able to trust you. Let's go to Matt in California. Matt, you're online.
Yes, how are you?
Good, good.
I called into another radio show a couple of weeks ago, and the host was saying that that the president should enact an executive order to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And I called in and attacked the basis of purely the issuance of executive orders as being unconstitutional, as in Article 1, Section 1 says, you know, all legislative power should be in, you know, put with Congress, except for in times of war. And I started going off, you know, like 3,100 were issued by Franklin Roosevelt, but only 3 up through Abraham Lincoln. He said that Truman had issued one to integrate the military, and so I was kind of, you know, he was doing a little battle, and then with me on that. Mm-hmm. And then I started bringing up 10997, 10998, and I said, can the president just issue an executive order saying that black is white and white is black and up is down and left is right and all that kind of thing? I mean, is he able to just get away with anything he wants to do in the issuance of executive orders? And then he said, well, then when has the Supreme Court ever told that the executive that he can't issue executive orders? And he stunned me a little bit with that one. And I said, well, you need to show me a prosecutor that's ever going to take an executive order to and put a grand jury in front of, you know, take the president, all these people who serve, these attorneys that serve at the pleasure of the president. What attorney, what prosecutor is going to bring that before a grand
jury? Well, I can tell you of a time, Matt, I can tell you of a time, a recent Supreme Court decision that is in favor of executive orders. It's the Supreme Court ruling that all of the Hepting versus AT&T warrantless wiretap and beyond lawsuits be thrown out 5-4. I mean, that is an executive order. It wasn't one that Obama signed. It was one that Obama has kept on the books and that George W. Bush signed into law. However, I don't know if there's ever been an actual ruling on a signing statement or an executive order, but they have in the past ruled in favor of the executive orders. I can't think of a time that they've ruled against any executive orders, Matt.
And the whole point is, does not issuing executive orders, and the literally, I think probably about 8,000 or 9,000 have been issued since Lincoln, doesn't that just make the president inherently a dictator?
You would think that. But since the president isn't the real, true ruling power, I can't call him a dictator. What I can say is that checks and balances are gone in this country. We set up three branches of government initially so that one branch would check up on the other. That's the judicial, the executive, and the legislative branch. And now the executive branch does seem to be beyond the law and have dictatorship-like powers. The executive branch is almost never challenged. And when it is challenged, I haven't seen much of a victory out there against the executive branch. So checks and balances are essentially gone in this country. C'est la vie. It's very terrible. I think it's a horrid thing. But is Obama a dictator? Although he rations out dictatorial-like powers, he's not calling the shots. He's not the policymaker. I would say that Rahm Emanuel probably has more to do with the actual policy than Barack Obama himself does. He's something to look at, something to listen to, a figurehead, and nothing more. And really, the powers of the executive branch have been rooted through this shadow government, continuity of government program, which was launched during the nuclear age, but given extensive power in the 1980s under Reagan. And we all know that Reagan was an actor president put there by the elites with one of their head minions, George H.W. Bush, under him. So who did they give all the power to revamp the continuity of government program to? Well, none other than George Herbert Walker Bush. And this is also, although I feature it somewhat in Fabled Enemies, it's also briefly featured in my upcoming film, Invisible Empire, as well. And what happened was in the 80s, through the continuity of government program and the National Program Office, George H.W. Bush, Dick Cheney, Paul Wolfowitz, and Rumsfeld were able to integrate themselves into the shadow government like never before, really gave the birth of the sole source contracts that we see every day now that go to the likes of Halliburton and Blackwater and all these other scum suckers out there. So it's really more of an elaborate issue than can we take on the president and his signing statements and executive power. We need to take on the whole system. We need to expose the continuity of government program and so much more. Final segment of the Info Warrior coming up after this. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from Infowars.com. We also have some specials. You can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society, surveillance, beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at Infowars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Well, come on, all of you big, strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. Got himself in a terrible jam way down yonder in Vietnam. Put down your books and pick up a gun. We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's 1, 2, 3. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7. Open up the pearly gates. Well,
there ain't no time to wonder why.
Whoopee,
we're all going to die. All right, folks, final segment of the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. If you missed any of the program, what did we go over today? Climate scientists withdraw journal claims of rising sea levels. It's all over the UK media. Climategate is huge. Everything they lie to us about is being repealed. No global warming for the past 13 years, and no, the sea levels are not rising. Let me repeat it, sea levels not rising. New York Times, cities prepare for life with the electric car. And this was kind of a joke article. They're saying, oh, now we're going to launch the electric car. Really? 22 years after you launched it in the late 80s with 80 miles to a fully charged battery, now they're going to have 100 miles. You're telling me in 22 years you were only able to get the efficiency up by 20 miles. Sounds like a scam to me. We went over Welcome to the Office, the new Stasi state. Whistleblowers don't stand a chance in a Britain where managers are ludicrously powerful. We also went over the New York Times article, millions face years without jobs. As they tell you, the recession is over, or we're going to have a double dip recession or a jobless recovery. They are admitting millions of people will not have jobs for years. We talked about the Senate's push for climate legislation, despite all the evidence that they faked the data from the IPCC, UN body organization. We went over the fact that John Yoo and his lawyer friend Jay Beebe got off without even a slap on the wrist for proposing memos in which it's okay to torture small children and rape them in front of their parents. Very loving indeed. We went over the fact Noriega is appealing to U.S. High Court to avert extradition to France. The man has been imprisoned for 2.5 years over serving his sentence. They don't want him to talk because he was involved in the government drug running. We talked about the 12-year-old girl who was arrested. That's right, arrested for drawing on her desk. Green magic markers are now contraband, folks. 12-year-old girls, instead of going to the principal's office, are taken into custody, put into cuffs, and booked in the new America with a K. We talked about bad economies in states to worsen. Vermont Governor Jim Douglas giving it to you straight, saying, yeah, we are totally screwed. Look at that. Hey, somebody being honest. Banks in California, Illinois, Florida, Texas are shut down. We've got 20 banks failing this year already, over 140 closures last year. And remember, when they say 140 banks, that's not 140 individual banks. Those are bank chains. Some of those banks have as many as 20, 25 locations each. So that's something to be aware of as well. Schwarzenegger all over Obama's nuts, says he loves him. Schwarzenegger says Obama's stimulus plan created jobs, yet another lie. I forgot to cover this one. Credit cards implicate Mossad in Dubai hit. This is the Hamas leader that was recently killed, and now they're saying that the credit card purchases seem to implicate the Israeli Mossad. What else did we go over today? We went over so much. My God. Let's see. Do I have stuff over there as well? I do. We went over the man who didn't want the bank to take his house. So what did he do? He decided to bulldoze it instead, and you're going to be seeing a lot more of things like that. They would rather bulldoze their homes than give it to the robber baron class, the banksters out there with their cold hearts and heavy hands. Folks, I want to thank you so much for spending a full 3 hours with the Info Warrior. I want to remind you, we'll be back here 6 to 9 Central next week, next Sunday. And if you missed any of the program, go to theinfowarrior.com, go pick up the podcast, and please spend the $5.95 a month and become PrisonPlanet.tv a member. We'll see you next week.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country? If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.